We are on page Kuf Lamed Zayin. On page Kuf Lamed Zayin Halacha, we are in the middle. We are in the middle of Halacha Kuf Nun Hey. I apologize. I have to get more copies. We're on page Kuf Lamed Zayin. We are in the middle of Ketzad. We learned yesterday. We learned yesterday that a person is an obligation to give reishis, bikurim. Okay, it's very appropriate. It's very timely what we learned yesterday. There's something called Uviyoyim Habikurim. Okay, Shavuos is the beginning of the season. Bikurim literally applies to fruits. The Zayin, Minim, the first fruits we bring to the Beis Hamikdash to give to the Kohen. But the Sefer HaChasidim, thank you very much. The Sefer HaChasidim writes that the concept of Bikurim does not apply only to fruit. It applies to everything in your life. Everything in your life, there is an element of giving the first to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person wakes up in the morning, the first thing you do is you use your first waking moments to thank Hashem. He gave different examples that we learned to Rebbe yesterday. He first began with the principle of Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shemayim. Children, the first thing you should teach children is Yiras Shemayim. And then he went on to say the Oid Mikol Reish on the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Vav, the very last line. From review we learned yesterday, just an outline. We learned yesterday the last line was the Oid Mikol Reishis Titein Loy Reishis. Everything that you have new in life, the first thing that you should do is separate part of it for Hashem. And he talked about Bikurim, Truma. Then he spoke about the day. The beginning of the day you devote to Hashem. The beginning of the night you devote to Hashem. That's why there's an inyan of Davin Ma'ariv, the earliest possible moment. Because by Davening Ma'ariv, the earliest possible moment, you're sanctifying the beginning of the night. Chassidim Davin, they like to daven mincha very, very late because they also, in addition to daven ma'ariv, they want to sandwich the day. The end of the day should be devoted to Hashem. And then, the end of the day, the very last, the very end of the day, you devote to Hashem, and then the beginning of the night, you devote to Hashem. Okay, and he talks about a ma'ariv. And when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do, the first words that come out of your mouth should be to Hashem. Okay, so he gave the basic concept that a person should devote everything new, every new moment, every new opportunity should be devoted to Hashem. And now he continues to give examples. Ketzat. Okay, it's Kuf Lamed Zayin. Ketzat. Ish Yotzim Veis HaAsurim. A person, Rachman Vatzlan, I'm not a happy example over here, especially now you hear such a thing like this today. A person who comes out of prison. You have to understand, prison in time of Chazal is not prison today. People were in prison for real, for no crime. Okay? People that were 100% innocent, and just due to anti-Semitism, due to the hatred, they were put away in Beis HaAsurim. Chayiv lehoidais leHakadosh Baruch Hu ve'ein lecha chavash yosha. Now he applies that to going to sleep. When a person goes to sleep, what does he say? He says, "Hamavir sheina me'enoy ustuma me'afapoy." Read the words. Chayiv lehoidais leHakadosh Baruch Hu ve'ein lecha chavash yoser min hayoshen. There is no such thing as a person who is imprisoned more than a person who is sleeping. So when a person wakes up, he should make a kal v'chomer. Madach, a person who is in prison, Rachman Litzlom, when he comes out, now he has an opportunity to serve Hashem, he would understand that he should devote the first free moment to thank Hashem. Likewise, when a person wakes up in the morning, he should likewise devote those first few moments to Hashem. Tzarich levarich l'Kadosh Baruch Hu amash lo hoyu yibarcho yicholis kodim l'chein, what he was unable to do until now. V'lo hoyu b'cho memshola b'gufcho, what his body was not able to do. Uvarcheu, and you shall bless Hashem kol eiver v'eiver shal yinikshar. Thank Hashem for every single limb which until now in the evening was tied up. V'ata now pesacham la'asoyz tzedachecha bohem, you've now allowed me to make use of them. V'al ha'yadayim shal yimitchil l'b'chesas tumo v'oid shal ruach tumo shor aleihem, you make a netilas yadayim. for your hands. V'yan shaloti nozek, in order that your hand should not be harmed, titel yadecha, in order that your hand should not be harmed because of the ruach hatumah that is resting upon them from the sleep. When a person goes to sleep, a spirit of contamination descends upon his body. Sleep is considered to be 1/60th of death. So tumas meis comes upon a person when he sleeps. When he wakes up, you want to rid yourself of that contamination. If you wash your hands, and now you thank Hashem for the use of your hands with the brach of al netilas yodayim. V'chin lo yasim yodav al einav ad sheyir chotzeim. He's going into these Kabbalistic concepts. We know that we do not put our hands on our eyes until we wash them. V'tiknu chacham and brach al kol achas v'achas ketikna. Like we know, the brachas hashachar, we make a bracha for everything that we do, for putting on the clothing, for matir, let's go with the brach of matir asurim. It was a very good example here that he's using this example. Let me explain. Let me go through the birchas hashachar. Okay, so the birchas hashachar can be interpreted in many different ways.
Yes.
Ayin panim l'torah. Okay, we start. The first thing we start is Asher nosam la sechvi vina lahafin beim vein loyla. What's the sechvi? The sechvi means one of two things. Either means the chicken, the rooster. The rooster, your alarm clock. The alarm clock knows when to wake you up. Okay, that's the sechvi. Or it means the seichel. The seichel is mavchin. Okay, we have shlosh anigoy, shlosh anigoy, shlosh anisha, pokeach ivrim. Okay, pokeach ivrim is Hashem has restored our sight. Mal bisharumim. Matir asurim. Now, what does this bracha mean? Okay, Hashem, he releases the imprisoned. Why in the world would you want to make this bracha when you wake up in the morning? You weren't in jail. Okay? What do you mean, matir asurim? So this is exactly what the Sefer Chassidim just taught us. He gave us pshat in the bracha of Birchas HaShachar. Ein lecha chavush yoiser miyoshin. There is no greater prisoner in this world than a person who is sleeping. Because when you are sleeping, all of your bodily functions are shut down. You're not functional. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is in prison, he's not able to do anything. He is restrained. When he is released from prison, he now has the opportunity, finally, for the first time, to serve Hashem. Here's a sefer. He now has an opportunity to serve Hashem for the very first time when he is released. So when a person is sleeping, there is no greater imprison. There's no greater chavush, person in prison, than a person who is sleeping. Now, there's more to the story. Why would the word asurim means to be tied? Ancient times, when a person was in prison, they didn't have room. They were actually tied down to, they were chained to walls, chained to the floor, whatever it was. When we go to sleep, what bracha do we make? A mapil? What is sleep called? It's called chevle shena. What does chevel mean? A rope. So the way Chazal described going to sleep is with the term of a rope. Let me go to the Birchas HaMapil after Myriv. Anyone ever say this? I used to say this back in the day when I was a good kid. I used to say this. I haven't really said this in a long time. Eschatoyani Maskir. Okay? Back in the day, you know, I used to say the whole thing all the way
to
Adoyin Olam.
That they say is because a lot of people now, as you get older, you just don't sleep through the night. You keep getting up.
It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. I used to say the whole thing to the very, very end. What's the bracha? Okay, after you say, everyone, you say this, you say, Ribbono shel Olam, you forgive everyone. Know this by heart. Okay, then you begin the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Hamapil, you. What does it mean? Mapil, you cast. You bring down chevle, the ropes of sheina, of sleep al enoy usnuma slumber alafapoy my pupils. The bracha begins with the word a rope, the chevle shena, the ropes of sleep. That is why you say when you wake up in the morning, matir asurim. The bracha matir asurim is the bracha acharoina of hamapil chevle shena. When you go to sleep, you're being tied. Houdini, someone's tying you up. Okay, you're tied down tight. And when you wake up in the morning, Hashem is matir. He's opening up those bands, those ropes, those knots. Matir asurim. Okay, and this whole period of time, from the time you go to sleep until the time you wake up, is called your prisoner, your chovash. The tkufa of sleep is a tkufa in a person's life of what it means to be a prisoner. In the words of the Sefer Chassidim, Ein lecha chovush yoyser min hayoshen. Rav David Cohn here in Gvul Yavetz, he has an awesome, awesome interpretation. I might be saying a little bit more than he says it, but in addition to the interpretation that we've just learned, which is very popular, okay, the combination, the connection of Hamapil to Matir Asurim, and with the elaboration of the Sefer Chassidim, he says all of the Birchas HaShachar all relate to things that you do. So when you wake up in the morning, you thank Baruch Hashem, I know it's day. You gave me enough seichel to know that it's no longer the night. Baruch Hashem, I'm not a goy. Baruch Hashem, I'm not a slave. Baruch Hashem, I'm not a woman. Baruch Hashem, I open up my eyes. Baruch Hashem, I'm able to get dressed. Baruch Hashem, I have a wife. A wife. W-I-F-E. A wife. What? What? Where does it say that? This is not me speaking. This is Rav David Cohn. What did I just say? You have a wife? You make a bracha every single day on your spouse? Or if you have a husband, you make a bracha on the spouse? Rav David Cohn says an incredible chiddush. He says, not like the Sefer Chassidim, there is no greater prisoner in this world than a man who's not married. The only way, what is the problem being imprisoned? Why? They give you, they let you, they you can watch television all day. They give you food. They give you kosher food. You can vote. Can you vote? I think you can vote. No, you can't? You can't vote? Okay, I made a mistake. Whatever. Believe me, it's no picnic there. I went to visit someone in prison 3 times. I still have nightmares. I still have nightmares. What? They let me out?
You ever go to Rikers? I went to Rikers.
Okay, I'm still having nightmares from going there. And that's already considered to be from the best of the best, from the country clubs, the prisons. Horrible, horrible. Really, really horrible. What? The whole thing. The whole thing from beginning to end. It's a horror. Mamash a horror. You can lose your mind there. You can really, the damage that can happen there is just not real. What? Believe me, it's a real, real horror. It's unbelievable. So it says, and you can imagine, that's in America. You can imagine what it's like in another country. Okay, Matthias, so what is the problem? A person, you can't fulfill your potential. A person who's out on the other side, in the free world, you can do whatever you want. It's a free world, right? Today, it's a free world. It's a land of opportunity. You can do whatever you want. You're limited. Rav David Cohn says, a person who's not married, a person needs a wife to bring out his potential. Without a spouse, the spouse is able to open you up and make you into an Adam HaSholem. Chazal say this. Numerous Mamori Chazal that support this principle that a wife is what allows a person to let loose, to achieve his full potential, his tafkid in this world. So he says, every single one of the Birchas HaShachar is all giving thanks for the daily things that you take for granted. Okay, I'm not a goy. I have enough seichel to know the difference between good and bad, night and day. Okay, night and day. You wake up, you have basic intelligence. I'm not a guy, I'm not a slave, I'm not a woman, I open up my eyes, I get dressed. And the next thing that you do is you thank Hashem that I'm married. I'm married. Matir Asurim is a code word for being married. Yeah.
I mean this very seriously. Shabtai Tzvi, heard he taught everybody, Matir Asurim, he was allowed to be Matir Asurim.
No, it's a different, that's a different, he spelled the same way? Matir Isurim. It's not Asurim, it's Isurim. An Isur. It's a play on the word.
Yeah.
It's a play on the word. He, right. Instead of saying matir, it's a patach. Ma asur means someone who is confined. Asur means a prisoner. Isur with a chirik, an isur means a prohibition. So he made it, so they say, people make a joke.
That he's
matir isurim. He was permitted prohibitions. It's a different word. It's a different word. It's not the same word. It's this is different. This is a different word. So this is his. This is, and I know it's interesting that on Tisha B'Av there is the keen. Everyone knows the famous keen of the Ben and Bas of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol. And there is one of the only places in our liturgy where we actually talk about shidduchim, a shidduch crisis. It's very, very hard to find anywhere in our liturgy tefillos or to reflect upon struggling in shidduchim. And Tisha B'Av, what? Okay, but in our liturgy, what do they have? In our liturgy, our brother said, please, come on, let's not make a joke. It's very, very hard to find anywhere in our liturgy something authentic that discusses the struggle people go through, the pain that is involved in finding one's bashert. And there on Tisha B'Av, we talk about the Ben Ubas of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol. And there in this, they were taken, everyone knows the story that there were two captors. One had the son, one had the daughter. They were exquisitely handsome and beautiful. They were bragging to each other. They came up with the plan of why don't we marry them off? Not really marry them off. They looked at them as animals. We'll mate them and they will produce offspring. And we'll sell the offspring. We'll corner the market. It's a great idea. So they brought them in the night. They put them in the same room, and they thought they would live with each other. They put the son on one side, the girl on the other side, and they closed the door. And there, the Kina records the tsar of the ben of Rabbi Yishmael, the bas of Rabbi Yishmael, and their words are. Each one thought that they were being matched with a slave. They did not know that they were brother and sister. And the words are, here I am. I am the son of the Kohen Gadol. And that means I was the next in line. The next in line to marry, to be the Kohen Gadol, to be the holiest Jew in Klal Yisrael. And here, I'm going to marry a Shifcha. This is my Shidduch prospects. And then it records the tsar of the bas of Rabbi Yishmael. Here I am, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, a Beis Yaakov girl. I was taught kol kavuda bas melech penima. And this is my prospects. This is what's out there for me. This is all that's left for me is to go marry a Shegetz, to go marry an Eved. And they bitterly cried over what has happened to them. And then when the crack of dawn came, they recognized they were brother and sister. They embraced, and it says they died. Parucha Nishmasa. And Yirmiyah writes about this event. They write there, Yirmiyah saw Piruach HaKodesh. This took place in the Bayis Sheni. And Yirmiyah, it says there in the Bekina, that Yirmiyah saw the vision of this tsar, of this event, and this is the worst word. I remember the exact words. He used this some very, very, very extreme words. That there's no greater tsar in the world than this. This is just off the charts. The tsar and the pain. Shidduchim. There's an incredible kina. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, where is this backdrop taking place, this whole event? In prison! The whole thing here of this one kina that we have that discusses the pain of of Shaduchim is taking place where there's a young man who is in prison. He's a prisoner. He's one of the prisoners of the Romans. And there's a young girl who's a prisoner. And they're put over here together in a prison cell. It's all presented against the backdrop of prisoners. And Yirmiyah cries bitter tears over their tzar. So it's not a surprise then, Rav David Cohen says, that the brach of Matir Asurim is Hashem releases those people who are prisoners. He releases a man from his captivity, which means get you out of prison. There are better shidduchim out there for you. Okay, you don't have to marry a shifcha or an eved. There are much better shidduch prospects for you. Matir Asurim. Okay, so this bracha is the bracha a person makes every single day. Shevach v'idat Hashem. He was zoichet to have a spouse, not a davar pashut. You make a bracha on putting on your shoes. Don't you think your wife is as good as a pair of shoes? Okay, and all these other things over here. That's what David Cohen says. Malbish arumim, and then comes matir asurim, and then comes zoikev kifufim. And you want to go learn. You want to go learn. If you want to really learn, you can take all of these series of brachas and you can interpret them. It's very good for Shev Brachas Torah. You can interpret this. These are all the different stages of marriage. A person has to open up your eyes to find your shidduch. Okay, you got who's the shidduch? Your next door neighbor is the shidduch, right? They always tell you, maybe the shidduch is right in plain sight, right in front of you. Poikeach Ivrim, who's my shidduch? Then, when you have a shidduch, what is really a shidduch? A shidduch really, a wife or a husband is really your garments. A garment. It's you basically, you're naked until you have a spouse. A person without a spouse is like, you know, you're missing something. Your person doesn't walk around the street naked in Arum. You need shelter. Under the chuppah, what does the kala do? She walks around the chasan 7 times. Isha yisoyvev gever. What is a garment? A garment is a goylam. It's called a goylam chazal, a beged. It envelops you. Okay, a person without a wife, and likewise, why without a husband, is naked. Isha yisoyvev gever. It covers up your nakedness. And then, matir asurim. You have a whole new perspective on life. The opportunities are limitless when you're not anymore imprisoned. And then what do? You become mole gaiva. Zoykev gefufim. You have confidence. Confidence in life to accomplish something with yourself. And then you go out to work. You take your first steps. You go out and you conquer the world. You succeed. All different expressions, the different levels of success. You take little, I have my resources. You prepare my steps. I have gevura. Then ultimately I have kavod. And you have koyach. These are all the different stages in your development, in your development of your mind, but all of it starts with the shatra. It all starts with Pekeach Ivrim. Open up your eyes to see the Bashert. And then all of these things begin to flow one into the next. And the key, the anchor of this entire thing is this Yisoid, that a wife, that there's no greater prisoner in this world than a man who is not married. Because not being married, you're a prisoner. You can't...
A bad marriage, you're also...
What? Okay, we're not talking about bad marriages. Let's be positive now, okay? Everything in this world is always there's good and bad. Okay, let's talk about the ideal. Of course, obviously, not everything works out. Let's focus on the good. Let's not focus on the disasters. Okay, this is really rooted in what Rav David Cohen says. Rav David Cohen says, and he's going off on the basic. It's a very good question. What's this matir asurim? Prisoner? So again, the three things we learned today. We learned about the basic pshat. It is a connection to the chevelei sheina, the ropes of sleep, But when you wake up, those ropes are being released. What has tied you down, the ropes tie you down. When they're released, you make a bracha being matir asurim. Then the Sefer Chassidim elaborates. And he says, because when you were sleeping, there's no greater prisoner than that. And Rav David Cohn expands upon that in as a metaphor that in life, without being married, you don't really have the insight, the ability to proceed and to find, discover who you really are.
The real meaning of the Pochei Ivrim Zolkefim is the situation that you have in the time of lying down and sleeping.
That's
the real meaning of that. It is
to open, of course, Ein Mikro Yotze Midei Peshuta. But here we're in Koilel. We're learning in this advanced Talmudic study. This is not just simple translation. Okay. Let's go weiter. Let's go further. Okay, then he talks about, then we just mentioned over here, that you're supposed to wash your hands. This mystical thing, washing, is when a person goes to sleep, there's a Ruach HaTumah on your fingers. On your hand, you have to release that tuma by washing your hands, and it's sakana to put your hands in your eyes. Is there a requirement to wash netilas yodayim on an infant? Absolutely not. Okay, some people, I don't know why, some people, they go and there's this koyach of ruach tuma, they go and they wash netilas yodayim on infants. It's ridiculous. I mean, who ever told you to do that? There's a ruach tuma on an infant? I've never heard of such a thing. The netilas yodayim begins when the child is old enough to understand that he's supposed to wash his own hands. Until the child reaches, doesn't it say anywhere that a parent is mechuyev to wash the hands of a three-year-old, even a three-year-old? Does it say in Shulchan Aruch anywhere that a parent has an obligation that when the child, the three-year-old, went to sleep, so on the three-year-old's child is a ruach hatoma because he went to sleep, so don't let him touch you, or don't let him touch the food because he's going to contaminate the food because he went to sleep for 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours, he woke up, there's Ruach HaTumah, so wash the kid's hands in the Tilas Yadayim before you let him touch the food. Doesn't say that anywhere. Does say, so I don't know why there's such a craze of washing the Tilas Yadayim on the hands of infants.
What age should you start?
They can do it themselves. When they can do it themselves, when the mechuyev chinuch, they're 6 years old, so they learn, there's something called washing your hands. So they wash their hands, netilas yadayim. When chinuch begins, when they can do it themselves, that's when they begin to go wash their hands. But of course, a good parent will bathe their child, it's the davar pashut ad ma'id. But this mystical thing called the ruach hatumah that comes upon your hands when you go to sleep, which is dangerous for your eyes to touch, that is something which applies to a person when they appreciate what it's all about. You're not mechuyev to worry about a child's ruach hatumah. Doesn't say that anywhere. I never came across that any sefer that you're mechuyev to do this. Where does it come from today? I've seen people do this, that they have a three-year-old child, and they wash on the three-year-old child negovaser, and I ask them, why are you doing that? There's a ruach hatumah on his hands. I said, really? I don't know. I didn't see any ruach hatumah. Where do you see this ruach hatumah? Where did you get that from? All right, if it's taka such a thing, I don't know, maybe I'm saying we have here such a thing to do, such to wash someone's, a child, a three-year-old's hands because of ruach hatumah. If the kid has dirty hands, so you wash those dirty hands, gezun to hate. But to do it in the way of three times, this is something which is mystical, this is spiritual. When you're old enough to do it yourself, then you're mechuyev to do it, and you make a bracha, period. Umaisa b'chosid echad shahoya mevarech al kol eiver ve'eiver. There's a very interesting thing over here. Every single limb, he made a bracha on every single limb. Umikra Messiah, and there's a support to this. Libi quotes over all the pesukim. Libi ubesara yiranu el kel chai. My heart and my basar praise, sing songs to Hashem. Uchsim it says kol atzmo say tamar na Hashem yichamach. All of my bones will say to Hashem yichamach. V'hoya mispal kol hayivarem shenivru bo. All of my limbs, he would pray every single limb, maybe he would enumerate them. There are 248 limbs. Ramach Evarim. A woman has how many limbs? 252. A woman has four more than a man. What's the total sum of 248 and 252? 500. 500. What is 500 bigamatria? Peru Urivu. Okay? So when a man and a woman come together, when a man and woman come together, when 248 of the man come together with the 252 of the woman, you get 500. 500 is Peru Urivu. What is the name that Hashem used to bless men? The Shem Hashem, the Pasuk, to bless men, Shakai. The Shem Shakai. Why Shakai? Shakai, what is Shakai? Shin Dalid Yud. How do you spell Shakai? The Shin, what are the invisible letters of Shakai? Shin is 300, but you spell Shin Yud Nun. And what is Dalid? Dalid, what letters are missing? Da, Lamid, and Sof. Right. And Yud is Vav Dalid. When you add up the invisible letters of Shakai, what is the gematria? 500. The invisible portion of Shakai is 500. The unification of man and woman, Peru Urivu, 248 and 252. What? Dalis. How do you spell Dalis? Yes. Delis. Delis. No, not the Shin. Let's go in the Chlam. Let's do it. How do you spell that? Not the Dal. Only the invisible letters. No. Only the invisibles. Only the invisibles. Only the Dalit is Da, Lamid, and Saf. 430. The missing letters of the last letter, Yud, is Yud, Vav, Dalit. Yud. How do you spell Yud? Yud, Vav, Dal, the invisible letters. Vav, Dal is 10. So we've gone from 430 to 440. Shin. Shin is Nun, 50. And Yud is 60. So therefore we go, it's a total of 440 plus 60 is 500. The invisible portion of Shakai is 500. What do you put on the door? A mezuzah. A mezuzah is put on the door of a bayis. Who lives in a bayis? A man and his wife. Ish v'isha. What do you see on the mezuzah? What do you see on the outside of the mezuzah? You only see shin, dalid, yud. What don't you see? If there's a mezuzah on this bayis, it must be, what I'm seeing a mezuzah, that it must be that in the bayis there's something invisible. There's a man and a woman in the bayis. If you see a mezuzah, that's an indication that who lives in the bayis? A man and a woman. Where are they? Well, I don't know. The door is closed. The door is shut. The door is shut. All I see is the shin dalid yud. I see the visible portion. But it must be that there's an invisible portion in the bayis. The 500. The 500 is the man and the woman who lives in the bayis. And what do, the man and the woman? They engage in Peru Urivu. So you put on a mezuzah, on the outside of the mezuzah, the shame, Shakai. What you see is what you get. But what you don't see is what is inside. Is inside. And what's inside? A Jewish home. A Jewish home is made up of a man and a woman. A man and a woman. And what do a man and a woman do? They produce offspring. Peru or Revu. Okay, so this is Kol Atzmoisai Toimarna Hashem Yichmoch. Each limb counts. The numbers count. That's why you make a Mishaberach. You can't say Uramach Evada for a woman. Okay, you make the Mishaberachs. So you say Uliramach. There's a different Mishaberach in the Siddur for a man and a woman. Because you can't say Uliramach Evara for a man. For a woman. Because a woman has 252, not 248. For the rechem, the womb, Chazal say that there are four more bones in the ovaries in that area in the erva. A woman's erva, in there are doors, whatever it means. The Chazal tell you there are four more evarim a woman has that a man does not have. So this fellow, he was in the Vayim Mispalel, Al Kol Eivadim, Shenivru Bo, Sheyavdu Lemisha, but Amei should serve, Lechvod Vishle Yilachle B'Lebchem, he should not be Nichshol, Lefish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neisa B'Lev Toivim, Shle Lachata Hashem has put B'Lev in the heart of a good person, Shle Lachta Eloi. She Megalgalin Chet Al Yadai, Shnema Lo Yu'une La Tzadik Kolavon, Hashem does not want you to sin. Hashem gives a person the ability to overcome sin. Hashem gives a person the Yetzer Toiv in order to overcome sin. Okay, it's a little bit late, so we're going to stop over here, and we'll take a short break, and I want to continue to, I want to finish up today the Shem Hashem. Okay, today is going to be our last day. Whatever we'll do, we'll do. Whatever we won't do, we'll stop, and I want to finish up afterwards the Shem Hashem.